John, going into the final regular season week and also going into the playoffs, but I got to ask you first, just looking back at the last 52 weeks, what goes through your mind, heart, and soul?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of things. It's first, I can't thank the Hunt family enough for allowing me to be in the kingdom. And then now that I'm here, it's everything and more than I thought it would be about. I mean, the people that work here are phenomenal. The team is phenomenal. The community is phenomenal. It's everything that we ever expected. Now, when you reflect back, when we first got here, you know, we created a plan. For the most part, that plan, from a personnel perspective, has been achieved. By no means are we going to sit and rest on our laurels, because all we've done is just one step. I mean, we just got a ticket. We haven't really done anything yet. Just to be reunited with Andy again, to watch him energized, watch him lead these men, bring this collective group of guys together. There's not a selfish person on that team. They're all willing to understand what's at stake, what they have to do, and then to watch him grow and mature. And here we are today. They've developed, they've achieved, they've overcome. But my God, there's a lot more at stake here now.
Let's talk about the lot more at stake. When you were in Green Bay, you had such postseason success. And one thing that impressed me, you were always making moves. You never stood pat. To be successful in the postseason, what has to happen?
Well, we have to be consistent with what we do. We have to play at a high level all three phases. We have to take what we've learned from adverse moments, be able to overcome at certain spaces, and continue forward. Everybody's got to be refocused, re-energized, galvanized for the one common goal that's at stake here. And you know what? Let's take a run at it and see what happens. That's all you can ask for. Let's be true to our motto, one game at a time. Let's play this game this weekend. And then let's go into the playoffs and let's see where we stand.
The life you live, you're always looking at today, but you always have to look at tomorrow. You've made deep runs into the playoffs in your career, so has Andy. How do you balance that of going, hey, we got to win this week, it's the biggest game ever, and yet you got to look at tomorrow, the next day, and the next month?
Well, one, it's discipline, it's time management. From my perspective, when you have a head coach like Andy Reid, when you have a coaching staff that we've assembled here, those guys are in the groove. And rest assured that the personnel side is going to do their part as well. Once you get complacent and content, you don't want to ever be like that because you really haven't done anything. So, of course, we're going to do everything to find a player here or find a player there. In fact, that presents itself. Hopefully, we'll be healthy and clean as we go along here. We are preparing for the future. And what would that be? That would be preparing for the future of unrestricted free agency, for future signings. From the college side of it, with 35 bowl games, our scouts will be at certain games, identifying certain players. Next thing you know, you flip around and February 1st, we're in the draft meetings and we're going to begin to build that draft board. And then we're going to prepare for unrestricted free agency. And we're going to prepare for the league season. And then, you know what, we're going to take this program into year two and see if we can execute the plan that we want to do for year two. That's what our goal is here.